In this bulletin, Queensland welcomes back Victorian travellers and people from Sydney after changes to its coronavirus hotspots. South Australia opens up to its neighbouring state, Victoria. And in football, the first female official to take charge of a men's Champions League game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. There have been emotional reunions around the country after some state borders reopened for the first time in months. Queensland is once again welcoming travellers from Victoria and Greater Sydney, while South Australia has ended its travel ban on Victorians. Thousands of people have flooded across the borders and airlines are at capacity after more than 6,000 travellers booked tickets to fly to Brisbane. At Brisbane Airport, couple Tim Pearson and Tanya Hansford embraced after being separated for 5 months.
Just shaking. Just speechless. Just so happy to be here.
And what about
you? Oh, it's been a long 5 months. Definitely a long 5 months.
Yeah.
Western Australia has announced it will accept visitors from Victoria and New South Wales from December the 8th. All jurisdictions are now fully open to Australians except Western Australia and Queensland, which are still closed to South Australians. South Australia has recorded another day of no new coronavirus cases as the state reopens the border to Victorians. Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says it's a day of celebration as restrictions on hospitality, funerals, cinemas, theatres and sporting facilities are eased. A new QR code system has also been rolled out across venues, with customers required to check in using a smartphone when visiting venues. But Professor Spurrier warns there may still be undetected cases linked to the Parafield virus cluster in Adelaide's north.
Unfortunately, we did have that initial issue around the Woodville Pizza Bar, and it's still very much a concern for us just in terms of the public health and the fact that we may not have been able to capture everybody in terms of finding out who had been to the Woodville Pizza Bar.
An international traveller who has already been cleared of coronavirus has been added to the state's public record. An Australian soldier has been given the country's highest military honour more than 70 years after he sacrificed his life to save his comrades. The Victoria Cross has been posthumously awarded to World War II hero Teddy Sheehan at a ceremony at Government House in Canberra. Ordinary Seaman Sheehan is credited with saving the lives of 49 crewmates at just 18 years old when their ship was attacked by Japanese bombers in the Timor Sea. Governor-General David Hurley has presented the medal to Sheehan's family on the 78th anniversary of his heroic actions.
We continue to see and hope to see part of Teddy in the world around us. Selflessness, loyalty and honour. On behalf of all Australians, I acknowledge his remarkable service, gallantry and sacrifice. May we all remember it, honour it and learn from it.
The ABC is being asked to explain why it decided to air a program investigating the behaviour of two federal politicians. An ABC Four Corners report unveiled details of an affair between Population Minister Alan Tudge and his staff member and alleged conduct by Attorney General Christian Porter. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher has written a letter to the National Broadcaster's chair, Ita Buttrose, requesting a response within 2 weeks. Mr Fletcher is demanding the ABC prove how revealing information about the private lives of politicians is proportionate and in the public interest. Frances Stephanie Frappart will become the first female official to take charge of a men's Champions League game when Juventus hosts Dynamo Kiev. The 36-year-old was the first female referee to officiate in a major UEFA competition match when Liverpool played Chelsea in the Super Cup in Istanbul last year. She also officiated the 2019 Women's World Cup final between the United States and Netherlands. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 26. Adelaide, cloud clearing 21. Melbourne, partly cloudy 19. Hobart, a possible early shower and windy 18. Canberra, sunny 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy 22. Sydney, much the same 24 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny 34. Cairns, a shower or two 33. And Darwin, similar conditions with a possible storm 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.